B-E-N-C. Oh yeah, folks, don't forget tonight. It's one of the most important nights of the year. Bring back your clock 1 hour, or turn it back by 1 hour. So if it's 12 midnight, you make it 11 p.m. So if it's 2 a.m., you make it 1 a.m., you know? So you get to sleep that extra hour tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, yeah. Sunday is such a lazy day anyway, you know? You know, we've been talking about Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama, she's over there having a great time over in India. She's dancing with all the Indian kids, you know, dancing the hopscotch. You know, I think that old, ancient game, you know, where you draw the boxes on a sidewalk with a crayon and you put numbers in, you know, and you play hopscotch, you know, whatever you want to call that game, you know. She's dancing with all the little children in India. I call them little, you know, cow piss drinkers, you know, those little Indians, you know. I want to go to India. Anyway, you know, and Obama, he's having a great time over there himself. You know, these people, all they do is vacation. The Obamas, I think, has taken more vacations. They've been in office than any other, you know, presidency. I mean, they're always on vacation, you know. Anyway, he kicked off his three-day visit, like I said earlier, over to India, you know, and he's trying to convince us Americans, you know, because he told them over there that we are stereotyping the Indians. Or the Indians or the Hindus, you know, we're stereotyping them, you know, because we, you know, they control the call centers, you know, and of course we out, you know, we outsource many of our jobs to India, you know, like Obama said, you know, he promised, remember, he promised when he was running for the presidency that he was going to create 5 to 6 million jobs here in America, you know, but I mean, he's kept his promise, you know, he's actually created 5 or 6 million jobs in China and Korea and India, but he hasn't created any jobs here at home, you know. I hear that he's over there having that good old time. I also heard that he's drinking, you know, cow piss. You know, by the way, you know, cow piss is a very popular soda over in India, you know. They introduced it, I think, a couple of years ago. You know, it's called cow piss soda. I never tasted it, you know, but and for you guys that don't know, the Hindus, the Hindu Muslims, they actually drink camel piss. You imagine drinking camel piss? I can't even imagine drinking my own piss. Never mind drinking, you know, a four-legged animal kind of piss, you know, and whatnot. You know, sometimes when you put your tongue, you know, in those other places, you know, you can taste, you know, that kind of piss, and it doesn't taste so good. So if it doesn't taste good when you're having sexual fun, can you imagine just drinking it straight out of a bottle? But I hear it tastes good. Obama's over there having a great time drinking that kind of stuff. You know, but that's what we've been talking about. He's been enjoying himself over in India, and again, he says that we stereotype, you know, the Indian people, the Hindus. We stereotype them, you know, because they control, you know, like I said, the call centers and most of our low-paying jobs, you know, that we can deeply use here in America right now, and they're having a ball of a time on our tax dollars. Yeah. So anyway, so what's Obama going to be doing the rest of the day? For the next 2 days, I hope he drinks a lot of cow piss. All right, folks, don't forget to turn your clocks back an hour tonight. This is your friend, Benz. I'll see you guys on Monday morning. You'll have yourself a great, great remaining weekend until we meet again, my friends. And I haven't said this in a while, so please listen carefully. Creep up to the ear of that special person in your life and whisper very gently how much you truly